Welcome to the Brau Beviali Special Edition Podcast. We spoke to Moritz Müller, Project Manager of the Division Stand Construction and Services at Nürnberg Messe, about the special features of the Brau Beviali Special Edition. Mr. Müller, what are the guidelines for the adapted Brau Beviali concept? The three basic principles for the adapted concept for Brau Beviali are keeping distances, the traceability of contacts, and the possibilities for hand hygiene. That means washing hands. Will the exhibition stands look completely different this year? First of all, individual stand construction is still possible. However, for exhibitors who are not yet familiar with the current requirements, we have developed simple stands for the special edition that can be obtained in various sizes and modular designs. On the one hand, we wanted to minimize the economic risk. In the planning stage, a large part of the costs are incurred in advance during stand construction. On the other hand, design requirements can also be adapted relatively quickly to possibly changing specifications. In addition, individual stand construction is, of course, possible. The top priority here is to ensure that the distances can be maintained. We recommend that contact points, such as meeting corners, for example, should be planned quite generously. Defined access points to exhibition stands are also important in order to be able to see who is where on the stand. With exhibits, it must be ensured that there are no large crowds of people in front of it. The same applies to lectures. If the minimum distance cannot be maintained at certain points, for example at the reception, it is advisable to install hygiene protection walls, familiar from the trade, to provide additional safety. For hand hygiene, there are already numerous possibilities on the exhibition center itself. However, especially for larger exhibition stands, it is advisable to install washing facilities on the stand itself via water connections. Will the entrance to the fair be different for visitors? For visitors, the entrance to the fair will mostly be different. We pay very close attention to contactless access options. Full registration in advance is a very important element here. Every visitor has to register in advance of the trade fair and can then enter the exhibition grounds without direct contact. The same applies to parking spaces, where cashless payment is possible. We recommend that you leave your jacket in your car if possible, even though the weather in November could be quite challenging, so that there is no traffic jam at the cloakrooms. We also recommend that exhibitors set up their own cloakrooms on their stands to avoid this situation. In order to control the occupancy rate, only day tickets are available this year. However, it will be possible to buy single tickets for two separate days. But there will be no permanent tickets, as in previous years, so that we are able to control the entrance situation. How is the concept implemented in the hall planning? This year, we're trying out a new concept for hall planning. A mixture of one-way streets and motorways, as we call them. There is a main aisle in the hall, which is planned so wide that we can guide visitors in lanes past each other without direct encounters. In the smaller side aisles, there are one-way streets. But they are planned so short that, in the worst case, one only has to walk around the block once, which is then, at most, a few meters. Thus, it is guaranteed that there are no collisions, especially at the contact points. The visitor guidance is arranged relatively spaciously and without too much disadvantages for the visitor. And what do visitors to an exhibition stand have to expect? Wherever the minimum distance cannot be guaranteed, a mouth and nose cover must be worn. Otherwise, we recommend keeping the entrance and exit separate to avoid unwanted contacts. When you register for the trade fair, we recommend that you make appointments with exhibitors in advance to ensure that you can enter the stand immediately and your contact person is waiting for you. It will, of course, also be possible to make spontaneous appointments, but, if possible, it is best to do so in advance. Can there be catering at the stand? As to the catering at the exhibition stand, it is important that the implementation complies with the requirements of the Corona Protection Ordinance from the Bavarian State Ministry. The official service provider of Nürnberg Messe, the Leirider company, can be commissioned, who already have this proof for themselves. If exhibitors want to commission external service providers, it is important to ensure that they comply with the requirements of the Corona Protection Ordinance. If all these regulations are complied with, catering on the stand is also possible without risk. Traceability of contacts. How does it work? We have further developed and adapted our existing lead tracking system, Lead Success, to track trade fair contacts at the stand. The lead tracking system works via an app on the mobile phone. This year, every exhibitor will receive this app free. Thanks to full registration on admission to the trade fair, we can scan the QR codes on visitor tickets at the stand and thus track each visitor at the stands. For data protection reasons, the evaluation of all contacts is only possible for the health authorities in case of infection. For exhibitors, we still have the possibility to read out sales contacts separately. In this case, however, it is important that the visitors have also agreed that the data may not only be used for corona protection, but also for making contact. Thank you for listening to the podcast of Braubeviali Special Edition. We spoke to Moritz Müller, project manager of the division Stand Construction and Services at Nürnberg Messe, about the special features of the Braubeviali Special Edition.